Wait, start again. He's missing his
kids. All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
And welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We are the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team, your stylist in the PNW, where we take the topic of style very seriously, but not ourselves. Let me introduce you to the team. First up, we have Bougie Bruce.
Hey, 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 what's happening, everybody?
Beautiful Beck.
Hello. Oh, that's easy. I like that. It's nice and short but sweet.
Sensational Stacey.
Oh, I like that. And Lady P.
I was going to skim over that one.
Never.
Oh, you know better than that.
I mean, the thing is, you don't need all the same adjectives because I really feel like Lady P, it just encompasses everything about you. You're both a lady and you're a bad butt.
A bad butt? Okay.
Well, I was going to say the other
one. I get it.
Right.
I'm a little edgy.
Exactly.
I'm not all smooth and round. I've got a few edges.
Exactly.
So anyway. Yes, but not jagged. So there's
not jagged,
you know.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not that jagged little pill. Okay.
No, for sure not.
Exactly.
Well, fresh cut. You got a fresh cut, huh?
I did get a fresh cut in color, yes, with the fabulous cat from Salon 8. Yes. I am very red today.
Yeah, it looks great. I like the red.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah.
Thank you.
So really good. And then we posted on Instagram, and I think everyone liked the red too. So
yeah.
What's not to like?
I know, right?
It's spicy. It's cat calls it spicy blonde.
Can we call you Ginger Spice now?
Sure. Why not?
I did actually. Excellent.
So true story. Years and years and years ago, I went to a Halloween party and it was fancy dress. And I don't really do fancy dress very often, but anyway, I went.
And to
as
translate, fancy dress in England is dress up.
Costume.
In America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not fancy.
Costume.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. I did go as Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Did.
Oh my God. Are there pictures of that?
No.
There probably are, but she won't share.
Yeah. I had the Union Jack top on. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my God. I would love to see that.
I know. So would I.
Not happening.
Hey, Beck, is anything happening in the news that we should know about?
Well, yeah. So just to say, it's the beginning of Paris Week, Paris Fashion Week.
And oh my gosh. Yes,
that happened to cross my path that just made me stop and think, what in the world is happening? So, you know, I understand that the whole deal of people wanting to reach out or stand out, I suppose I should rather say. But there were two that struck me. One, Kylie Jenner. Yes, I hate talking about the Jenners. However,
the lion head.
Oh my gosh, the lion head. Yeah, she showed up with a dress with a lion head on it. I mean,
yes. Not real, faux.
No,
but foam. Like as big as her torso. Like it just looks ridiculous.
It was like real size almost.
It was real size. So it starts, you know, like at her shoulder and goes all the way down to her hip and it's like attached. I don't know. And then the other that I saw that was totally bizarre was Doja Cat was in head to toe. Basically red, and her skin, it was a strapless red dress, but every ounce of skin that was exposed was covered in red Swarovski crystals. And all I could think of was that character in Hellraiser, you know, that has the, like the red with the things coming out of it. And I thought, what? Like, I just don't understand how, like, did she really look in the mirror and think, God, this is a great look. This is authentic
to who I am. She was gold. You remember? She was gold finger. Well,
I don't know. Maybe that is her. Maybe it is authentic to who she is. But I feel like what's happening is that, you know, there's so much in the world of exposure, right? There's Instagram, there's Facebook, there's TikTok, there's who knows what. And it's like, if they don't go crazily outrageous, they're not going to get noticed. And so people are just pushing the envelope more and more and more. And I don't know what I think about that for fashion. So this isn't really so much in the news. It's just more of, this is one of my commentaries. I just don't get, like, are people losing sight of themselves in a desperate bid for attention? I guess.
I have a question though, Beck. So Kylie Jenner there with a lion's head, was this to line up with, I can't remember the name of the designer that just ran the runway, with his collection? And on the collection, it was kind of beasts, if you like. There was a lion, a tiger, and then what was the other thing?
A bear?
No,
a lion, tiger,
no, it wasn't.
Bear. Oh my.
No, it wasn't, but it was supposed to depict something to do with the book Dante's Inferno. So yes. I wonder if it was to line up with that.
100%.
I don't know what it was because she looks like a jelly baby, but
it was at Schiaparelli's show. So she's been known lately for doing sort of you know, breastplates and things like that. So I don't know if that's supposed to represent something in Schiaparelli's thing.
I did read Pamela, that I think it was Schiaparelli, or it was one of them that was doing the circles of hell from Dante's Inferno. And honestly, a couple of the outfits looked definitely like a few of the rings. So just saying.
Mm-hmm. And I saw pictures of, you know, the big lion's head. There was I think it was a tiger. I don't know. Anyway, it was just a little out there. But as we know, fashion can be out there. That's why we talk about predominantly about style rather than fashion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Love that. Look
and
at you.
So what are we talking about today?
Oh, okay. All right. This one might get serious. Who knows? A month or so ago, Beck very kindly sent us an article from The Stranger. And we all know how bylines are there to kind of capture the attention. And this one certainly did. So the title of the piece was Seattle is the anti-fashion capital of the world. I mean, if that doesn't draw you in as a stylist, I don't know what else will. But, you know, and when I first saw the title, it did what it was supposed to. It grabbed my attention, but it made me annoyed. I was just like, well, what do you mean we're the anti-fashion capital of the world? Who says we are? But when you started to dig a little deeper, you know, and you actually get into the article, there is still the premises that, you know, a lot of the world is saying that we are the anti-fashion capital of the world, but there's a reason for it. But when you dug a little deeper, it started to say that on September 22nd, Esquire actually posted a story that made a really bold claim that, and the title of that was, "It's time to admit that Seattle is a style capital." So when you break it down, there's two big, bold statements there. Break it down. Yeah. One being the anti-fashion capital, and it's time to admit that Seattle is the style capital. And I thought it was interesting that you have to pick up on those two words, fashion and style, to really understand what this article was about. So I thought we would kind of talk about that a little bit today. It's hopefully everybody's read it. We can talk about it.
Stacy.
I actually read it. Thank you. Okay, listeners. I have a bit of a reputation for not doing any planning for these shows. But I would argue, as the voice of the people, how would I know what the shows are about? Although in this case, I did do the homework. And
you get a star.
Thank you. Thank you. I was definitely struck by the title, which the anti-fashion, like, in a way, we're not anti-fashion as a company, but to the point that you made earlier, Pamela, we are very focused on style, and we recognize that fashion can be that thing that leads you to wearing a lion head on your torso.
Well, that's what the other one was. It was a she-wolf.
Yes.
She will fuss it.
Yes. So, you know, I was like, okay, you know, what is the context then? Like, what are you trying to say? Of course, I immediately got like my New Yorker on, where I'm like, you want to go? And then the Esquire article about acknowledging that it is a city that has style. I was like, okay. That is definitely the first thing that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. And I thought the cool thing about that article is it talked about something that we as a team talk about all the time. It's this whole concept of authenticity. It's authenticity. It's, are you being authentic to who you are, in a sense, where you live and, you know, how you need to get around? I mean, fashion is one thing, but like, as we all know, I mean, what day does summer hit?
July 5th. So
wearing, you know, super great lightweight linens and all that stuff. It's like,
well, you know. So I just flew back from Honolulu yesterday. Two things happened on that trip. One, Honolulu has changed quite a lot, and it is sort of the fashion, they call it luxury row. I mean, you name a designer and there's a store there. I saw women wearing very clearly very expensive outfits that were not flattering on them. And it felt like they were wearing the brand, not the garment. And then on my way home from there on the plane, I watched Emily in Paris. And again, that's supposed to sort of be the height of fashion. And I just thought some of those outfits are so ridiculous and impractical that, again, people are losing themselves in the fashion and not focusing on the style. And I think that both of those articles sort of hit it. I don't think Seattleites tend to do that because, you know, I do think we are a little bit more practical and we're not going to be wearing some frippery as we trudge around in the rain. You know what I mean? So
right.
I feel like
there's a practicality to our style.
That's a very good way to put it, I think. Yes.
Okay. I feel like we need to take a break here so that we can all go look up the word frippery.
It's a good word.
It is a good word. And
you threw that out.
And
I love that word.
And then come back and like really get into it because I feel like we are going to get into it. And so let's take a quick break here and then we'll continue with this discussion about this article, what we thought, what's valid, what's maybe not so much in our opinion. All right. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team.
Have you ever considered working with an image consultant or stylist, but were worried about what the experience would be like? If that sounds like you, then Michael Bruce Image Consulting is here to help. They've worked with thousands of people, and many of those individuals have shared their experiences by way of style stories. Go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com/stylestories and check out what their delighted clients have to say about their experiences.
Hey, welcome back to the show. So during the break, I looked up the definition of frippery, and it is showy or unnecessary ornament in architecture, dress, or language. So frippery. It is the extra...
I will not be using that in a sentence anytime soon.
Well, so there's that.
It's a good word, but it's a great word to describe some of the things you see on the runway.
I think the point that you were making is that Seattle tends to be more practical in our approach. Now, the words that were bandied about in this article when it described the Seattle sensibility when it comes to our style were grunge, which that's because of the music culture that, you know,
that's where it started, absolutely. Yeah. So, for grunge, if you don't know what that means, really, grunge is the worn-in jeans with the plaid flannels. But whereas, you know, back in the 90s, that grunge was really kind of just in the PNW, Seattle area, Portland, etc. It's spread so far and wide now that you see that kind of grunge. I mean, obviously, it has gone through some iterations and it is a little different from what we used to see on Kurt Cobain and, you know, etc. But now you see that grunge on NBA players. You see it on the trendy TikTokers. So
every college girl on every campus.
Look at
the brand Faherty. Has anyone looked at that brand? I mean, it's a California brand, but it's literally a lot of their plaids for this fall season were total concepts of grunge.
Hey, I look in my own closet and I see my shacket that is like a plaid one, and I wear it with my cute jeans that have a rip. And so it is a very different version of grunge. But
And depending on who you are and kind of your sense of authentic style, I think everybody can incorporate a little bit of grunge into their wardrobe. But grunge has had a massive impact on the trends and fashion industry. I mean, you see it now widespread on celebrities and NBA players, etc. So that was one of the core
Here's the other one. And I need help with this.
Go ahead.
GORP.
Not to be confused with GORP or the world according to GARP. GORP.
Gulp.
So you remember normcore? You remember normcore?
Sure.
That was that whole like super like dad kind of vibe. Gorp is now good old raisins and peanuts, basically granola trail mix kind of vibe.
I think it's a little mean.
Personally. I think also, that's a horrible way to describe it. Because
Gorp, interesting, because there's another definition of gorp that comes from the Oxford English Dictionary, which basically means it's a verb and it means to eat greedily. Which doesn't sound like a super flattering way to describe one.
Okay, yeah. So I'm envisioning somebody in their Patagucci, aka the Patagonia, and or they're wearing a puffer vest that probably has their company name on it with a shirt. I know I'm doing general generalizations here with a pair of like cargo pants or khakis and like trail running shoes.
Yep.
So in some respects, you're correct, right? So, you know, GORP is really about technical outdoor gear where, you know, originally put out there for, you know, functionality and for the weather and all of those things. But it has been brought into the mainstream by so many, you know, kind of style icons, if you like, you know, the likes of Frank Ocean and Drake. They all wear these performance shells and puffers over, you know, over any other jacket that they could choose. I mean, they have money, they could do the Gucci, they could do whatever, but they're choosing more of these practical outfits or those practical elements, not necessarily as you described with the cargos and everything else, all kind of that granola-esque, if you like, for want of Bruce's trail mix and peanuts. But incorporating more of those functionality pieces into their wardrobes. I mean, Drake even, you know, his Scorpion merch was designed by a Seattle artist called Andrew Durgin Barnes. And again, that was had some of that functionality. So Seattle has a massive influence on so many aspects of style and fashion, even if we're going to say, you know, if certain people are going to say, you know, we're the antique capital of fashion.
Right.
It's true, maybe a little bit, but we are definitely influenced in style across the nation.
Well,
yeah. So think of it this way. So for instance, let's talk about fashion. So in fashion for women right now, there's that whole puddle pant, right? It's like, oh my gosh, you want to have your pants super long. It puddles at the bottom. What does it do here all the time?
Your puddle pants are legit pants that sit in puddles.
That'll sit in puddles. So the functionality of that style, of that fashion, you know, part is like, for Seattle, it's like, no. You know, it's like, or when you think about our weather, I mean, I love the technical aspects. There's a lot of technical aspects of the clothing that can be really stylish that we do use, even for myself. But if you're cold, you're cold. I mean, you know, it's like, you got to look good, but then you also have to be smart.
So one of the things I think about is... when we do presentations, when we talk on the show and we're talking about the whole style trend to or fashion to trend to style and how it distills down, I always think about the whole form and function, right? Whether it's an architecture or design of any kind or style, there's form and there's function. And it seems at times when it comes to fashion, never the twain shall meet, right? There is no function to wearing all red and looking like a gummy baby or a lion head. And with Seattle, we are not slaves to fashion. We tend to be more function forward and yet find a way to have our own unique style then that works so that we are function forward with a nod to fashion.
I like that. Function forward, not the fashion, and truly authentic.
Right. So one of the other things that this article talked about, it went on to say how the essence of style is artificiality, right? Which I don't agree with. I think style, to say that style is artificial, I think that negates everybody's inner, you know, feelings about themselves. I think fashion is artificiality, but, you know, it was saying that the closer a person's appearance is to the real, the natural, the further it is from the true meaning of the mode of fashion. That I agree with. I think sometimes they have to be careful in these articles how they're presenting this information to say that, you know, style's not artificial. We come across this a lot, you know, or at least I do when I'm talking to people. Well, isn't thinking about your appearance superficial and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So when you use terminology like style is, you know, artificial, I think that turns people off from thinking about their own personal style. So I think sometimes these articles can be a little detrimental to people maybe foraying into thinking about their personal style. But apparently, you know, this artificiality or going back to kind of nature is really what Seattle's look is all about. It's a mode that does not break with its natural surroundings, but which I guess is right. But that's not to say that everybody is trying to look like they're going for a hike every day, but they're finding those elements like you talked about, functionality over frivolity, if you like. What was the word
frippery.
You used back? Frippery.
Frippery.
By the way, I was thinking the ultimate collab of frippery and gorp would be a Swiss Army knife. Because do you need all of those tools? That seems fripperous. But then at the same time...
Well, it's like Bruce's thing. Bells whistle and a trick, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Bells whistle and a trick. You got it all. Mm. Well, you know, but you never know when a hike opportunity does come up.
Well, and this is true. Well, in the article,
that wine bottle's not going to open itself, Stace.
I didn't say we had to get rid of all the tools. I just said there's a lot of them. In the article, it says, and I quote, "The essence of style," Pamela alluded to this, "is its love of the unnatural, of artifice and exaggeration." And I agree with you, Pamela, about being careful about that language, because as a company, our whole belief is that people not confuse fashion or trend with style. And so if we were to, change the definition to actually be true for us and what our belief is, it's that the essence of style is our love and appreciation of the natural, the lack of artifice, and, you know, the... it's almost like a choice if you want to exaggerate. Like, you know, the idea that Seattle is at one with its environment, the other ideal would be that when you have your personal style, you are at one with also the inside, your inside environment.
Right, yourself. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Truly authentic.
Yeah. I also think that kind of language, you know, of that this, I'm not saying anything wrong with this article. I think it's good to highlight these things, but I think it also in some respects does a disservice to all of the fantastic designers and stylists in the Pacific Northwest, because shining a light on us is like, okay, we can't do anything other than practical gear. And that's not true. I mean, we've had some great designers on our show, but you know, if you do a little bit of digging, you know, I'm just talking about Seattle. I mean, Portland, Vancouver, that's they're all included in the PNW. But I think it does a little bit of disservice to those really talented people that are trying to get themselves established, because they are thinking about, you know, the practicalities of where we live, but they also are being creative, but they're being authentic. So to kind of dismiss Seattle in one respect, but then trying to bring it back in another, I think you just have to be careful.
And even thinking about Seattle becoming right now, we talked about, we did a lot of research and some of these designers, but really in sustainability. So some of what's truly like important for our environment, there's a lot of great Seattle designers and a lot of companies that are doing some really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that really, you know, I do like when articles create conversation like this one is doing. Mm-hmm. However, the thing that I did that did bother me is the closing line about how we just give up and put on what's best for the rain and all of those very short days. And the idea that we give up, I disagree.
Yeah. I think for me, what it was, Stace, is it just painted with a very wide brush, a large, diverse group of people, basically. Like, to me, I just think you have to be so careful just categorizing this area in one way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's a fair assessment.
Yeah, I don't give up.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah. I mean, and also if you are an outdoorsy person and that's what the majority of your life and what you're doing is, then absolutely that's the way you're going to, your trajectory is going to go with respect to your authentic style. Mm-hmm. But just because it's wet and sometimes miserable here doesn't mean that you can't have great style. You incorporate those practical pieces, but mm-hmm. we're all entitled to have a little bit of something about ourselves if we yeah. choose to, right? Right. But to yeah. paint the brush that everybody, you know, in the Seattle area doesn't really care about their personal style, I think is a little bit offensive.
Yeah, it's a graphic generalization that literally doesn't really connect and mm-hmm. Doesn't really truly represent the area and the people. Yeah.
And yeah. and sometimes it's because that's all that's being presented. And so mm-hmm. people think that's all I can do. But, you know, a stylist, not just us, but there are lots of stylists in the area that you show people how to incorporate those technical things into yeah. a great wardrobe. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I must admit that article kind of fired me up just a little bit. It's like, well, how dare yeah. they? And, you know, and
nobody puts Seattle in a corner.
But I mean, you have to dig a little deeper, right?
Yeah,
I
think, absolutely.
But I guess, you know, again, you know, you look at the title and you think one thing and you start to dig a little deeper. I think people have to do the same with their style, right? There's this outside kind of thing, but you need to, when you're assessing your own style, dig a little deeper and figure right. out what your authenticity is. Yep. You know, it's not artificial. If it's really true style for you, it's not artificial.
Right.
Well,
I like that.
And I will say that for all of you out there that love to embrace your Seattle self, and maybe it's a little grunge, maybe it's a little gorp, maybe it's a little country, maybe it's a little rock and roll, I will say
there's room for everyone.
There's room for everyone. And
absolutely.
The Michael Bruce Image Consulting team would love to help you with this and make sure that, you know, there's not too much frippery, but there's plenty of function. So mm-hmm. if you want to connect with us, you can do that at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. You can also follow us on social, like Instagram at michaelbruceic. And you can also find past episodes of this show wherever you listen to podcasts. So,
and if you want to really get a cool vibe of this show, you have to go to Spotify and check out our playlist, especially like the last one that Pamela did. It rocked.
Check
it
out.
So good.
There
so
you
good.
Go. All right.
He killed it.
So go out there and be your bad selves, Seattleites, and
right
the world
on.
In general.
See you next time.
Yeah. Right on.
See
bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.